Okay, Stay Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition here, part of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. We're going to go right on into it. I'm recording this. It's going to be a little bit busy on a daily side here, recording on this Sunday afternoon, just after a drama-filled NFL AFC style for the last spot for the playoffs, January 8th, 2023. And of course, a lot more on the dailies later on this week. But Skylar Thompson puts Miami Dolphins in the postseason, and they're going to be going up to Buffalo, which I just watched that game, the conclusion, or actually majority of that game. Anyway, so it'll be Skylar Thompson. And as far as I know, Skylar Thompson will probably end up making his first playoff start. A lot more on that. I don't want to get too deep into that right now. I just want to mention that there's a lot of good stuff going on right now, whether it's K-State or related or right here in Manhattan, Kansas. But not going so good right now is the K-State women's basketball team right now. Postcast edition of this podcast. Probably should have said that earlier, but this is the postcast short recap of what happened yesterday. Of course, both basketball teams played yesterday, and so much more in the men's on the Pro Project Podcast this week. But the women first, because they played first yesterday afternoon here at home and saw their first undefeated quest for undefeated season in Bramlage come to a halt. And West Virginia got off to a strong start there and managed to make some big shots toward the end. Again, Kate, we've seen this pattern with this women's team. And I've said this over and over on the Pro Project Podcast here. It was tightly nipped after quarter one against the Lady Mountaineers. And all of a sudden there, K-State just kind of went to sleep there. And all of a sudden you're down a half and then you're down a little bit bigger. And then the run begins in the third quarter there on a day that Gabby Gregory was honored officially into the 1,000 college career point mark there. They end up losing the game by a count of 77-70 as well here. Like I said, their 9-game home court advantage winning streak snapped for the first time this year. They lose at home for the first time this year. The Wildcats, in the span of the last 2 years in Bramlage, when you talk about Jeff Minnie's ball club, 23-4 in that 2-year stretch. I think that this also includes in as well. Even though the Lady Cats did fall short once again, he did get multiple scoring for all levels, for the exception of Sarah Samatsi. 4 out of the 5 starters entered double digits. And Briley Glenn, for the second time at home this year, left the game with an injury. And we saw Emily Ebert come in off the bench to take the rest of her minutes for the rest of the game there. As well, back to Gabby Gregory. Like I said, she was honored. I think she was after the game, not before the game. Yeah, I was looking at pictures last night after a thrilling men's game. Again, more on that on the men's postcast. But yeah, it was after the game there. She was honored. But either way, still lost there as well. But the leading scorer in the Big 12, G squared, 11 games with 20-point performances. It has right now an active streak right now, 5 consecutive as well. This was prior to the year Gregory, when she came over here from Oklahoma, she only tallied 8 career 20-point games in 3 in altogether in collegiate career, 3 seasons, 8. She's already blown past that, and she's probably going to have some more before the year is done. My goodness, and so unfortunate here. You got to remember that this was the same script that the women's team followed when they lost to South Dakota State in Kansas City. You fall behind early. You fall behind, 12 to 14 points, and you rally back. This was the same script, and you lose. Here you get within one, and then West Virginia just made more plays. In this one, I know Jeff Minnie in his presser talked about West Virginia out-physicaled his team in that ball game. They did. West Virginia, both men's and women's teams, both know how to get it done on the physicality side of things. They're But yeah, this was a 56-32. Same exact script. 56-32 in the middle of the third quarter there. And then Serena Sundell began the comeback trail for the Lady Cats. I should probably go through the double figures real quick here. The Glenn twins, Briley and Jalen, each had 10. Again, Briley had to leave the game with an injury that I don't know about right now. Serena Sundell had 14 points. We already know what Gabby Gregory had. She had 26 in this game in another losing effort here. And again, when you look at the K-State shooting effort here, only 34% from the field and more than 30% from downtown there. And in this one, and the Wildcats in particular, you take that away, fourth quarter, only 22% in the fourth quarter. That's not going to cut it. If you're going to win these type of games, well, not type of game, you shouldn't be putting yourself behind the eight ball in these games. But in Big 12 play, you can't do that in the fourth quarter of the game. You want to be the team that finishes strong. That's what West Virginia did there in this game there as well. Let's go on down the line here. Let's see, Jalen Glenn had a double double in this game. Already mentioned 10 points there and 10 rebounds there. One shot of her career high in rebounds, one against Oklahoma back to last year there as well. Jalen is the fifth Wildcat this year with 10 or more rebounds in a game right there. Serena Sundell, recorded her 10th game of the season. Yeah, recorded her 10th game of the season and her 29th of her career with 10 or more points there as well. She also handed out 8 assists there as well in this game here. And I'm going to go through Jeff Mini real quick and talk about actually Briley Glenn's injury here. Well, I mentioned that several times here in the postcast. This is the Purple Project Podcast, postcast edition. Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast, from Coach Mini. Quote, I mean, players have to wait. I mean, they had Quinterly in foul trouble. I mean, there are always factors in a game that we don't. Yeah, we hope we have everybody healthy, and we hope that you don't. Ooh, now I'm gonna tap here. We hope we have everybody healthy, and we hope that you don't have foul trouble. But they are just part of playing sports. You're going to have a player go down, and you're going to have a player in foul trouble. So Briley was playing well at the time, but we need other players to step up. End quote right there as well. So kind of calling out his team here. But yeah, Ellie Ebert, who's again, she's a veteran on this team. She's been here all 4 years of her K-State career here. 21 minutes in this game. Registered 7 points and 3 rebounds in this game. Yeah, you want more from Sarah Samasi there. Again, every time Sarah Samasi has a big game, K-State wins. Here, only 2 points. Dealt with foul trouble most of the afternoon. 2 rebounds. You know, and going back to kind of the 25-point game she had against Oklahoma State, that in 18 against Iowa early in the non-con, I think Sarah Samasi moving forward is kind of X-factor. We're already called out here, Serena Sundell, the leader of the sophomore trio with the Glenn twins there, not playing her best basketball there prior to this week. And now I think the X-factor is Samasti. You got to get her going. She was only 1 of 8 from the field, 0 of 4 from downtown this game, and those numbers aren't going to cut it either. I know I understand you're going to have shooting nights and things like that, but moving forward, I think you get a little bit more from the grad transfer from LSU from France. You got a chance to win. So you hope to get some more consistent. Again, the word consistency has really hindered this team so far this year. So moving forward here, let's see. I got the schedule pulled up here. Oh yeah. So on this upcoming Wednesday, right? Here we go. We're going to Ames to take on Iowa State. Actually, Iowa State right now. Last time I checked. I know we're recording this podcast on Sunday afternoon. When you hear this, you're probably going to know who won that ball game there. Oklahoma State, Iowa State and Ames right now going on, and I'm going to probably cheat. No, I'll probably cheat a little bit here before looking at the Big 12 standings here real quick here. They're still trailing. So, toward the end of the third quarter, K-State's next opponent, 11th-ranked Iowa right now, on upset alert against 17th-ranked Oklahoma in Norman, 53-47 in that game. So we'll see when I sign off here. We'll see if Iowa State makes a run at it. If they don't, I believe it's going to be their first loss of the season in conference play. Yep. Because right now you have two unbeaten. Baylor, who took care of KU yesterday handily in Allen Fieldhouse there as well. So right now Baylor and Iowa State are the only undefeateds in the conference play. And that for when it's for Iowa State's on the ropes right now, and where K-State is, you ask, they are 7th right now in the conference, 1-2, and they dropped to 12-4 in the overall section as well. So this is not where you want to be. This is kind of a dangerous game here. Again, I know me and Alex talked about it at length on the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. Oh, by the way, check out, by the time this comes out, both Weeklies will be out. We had one already come out this week, episode 138 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, the first of the year, in the bonus edition, looking back at 2022 one more time. That's going to be coming out here in a couple of hours because the national championship game is tomorrow between TCU and Georgia. Ain't nobody going to listen to a podcast, so figure put that out there as well. So definitely, you're a big K-State fan. Definitely make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast and check those out as well. It's good stuff. It's good stuff for you as well, K-State Nation. So definitely make sure you continue to support us. We appreciate you so much as we begin the new year here in 2023. Yeah, so 11th-ranked Iowa State, 6:30 Central Time tip there. And again, this game will be on Big 12 Now Network there as well. So I don't want to sound the alarm too quick on this team, but dangerous. Let's see if I can pull up the schedule real quick, since I'm now a little curious. Let's see. Yeah, so a big week coming up. Yeah, they got to stop right there. So a big week coming up here. Let's see. Okay, yeah, so yeah, a big week coming up here. You got one on the road against Iowa State, and then you come back home next Saturday to take on Texas Tech there. Which, again, that should be, they're at the bottom, they're right behind K-State in the standings as well. So you would think they got to find a way. That's the concerning for me going in this game Wednesday is, Jeff Mays talked about the slow starts and whatnot. They start off slow yet again in this basketball game. And depending on how Iowa State, the result is, they could be either pissed off or breathe a sigh of relief here. They're going to come out gangbusters. So, K-State, they got to find a way, the women's team anyways, to get a fire underneath them early instead of waiting to the third quarter to do something. So, but yeah, K-State women's basketball suffers their second Big 12 defeat of the conference play, falling to West Virginia in their first loss in Bramlage all year long. Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts. West Virginia 77. K-State 70. Next for Jeff Mitty, Gabby Gregory, Serena Sandell, and company. Go on the road. Tough game this upcoming Wednesday night in Ames.